Well, let me just say that the European theater of World War II opened with the German invasion of Poland on Friday, September 1st, 1939, and the Soviet invasion of Poland on September 17th, 1939. The Polish army was defeated after more than a month of fighting.
Warsaw was holding up 2 weeks, 3 weeks later. The Poles were so stupid, little trees they put by the border. They got us. I was young. I'd go to the border setting up trees. They didn't bother the border. They dropped the parachute middle of Poland. They surrounded. And the war already, the German bombers bombed Poland.
What was your first experience of realizing there was an invasion?
Number one, as long as we didn't see the Germans, came for 3 days. They didn't do any harm. For the second time after 18 months, then we start feeling. You see, Bialystok was a lot of boys, Jewish boys. They were throwing rocks on the German. They didn't forget. Second time they came to Bialystok, the second time, they took 7,000 Jews in the synagogue, women, children, kerosene, and set a fire. I never could forget.
No.
Alive.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Everybody saw it. Everybody heard.
They were rounded up and it didn't affect you?
I was hiding in a little chicken shed. My father and me, we were hiding. The wind rolled up the sleeve like butchers. The machine guns laid out in Poland, every church, middle of the town. And they, by the walls around the church, they had the Jews all around over there. We thought, you know, they're going to kill us. Well, they said, let them suffer a little bit. You see, Jewish in German is very close. If you speak Jewish, it's very easy to learn German. If you speak Polish, it's Slavic. It's easy to learn Russian. But Russian is a hard language. They start training me at night, marching, you know, go to the Russian army.
The Russian army?
Yeah.
Why?
To be a soldier. Go fighting.
The Russians?
It was training, yeah. Oh, and the pictures of Karl Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, all over. They say, Russia, the best place to live. All the propaganda, you know. I speak Russian, I speak Polish, I speak German. You name it. During the war, you went through this. You never saw a German soldier walking. But the Russian, they walked a lot. A lot of them on horses, a lot of them walking. But the German, the motorcycle, you know, the extra
sidecar.
Yeah, that's what they used, and bicycles. Nobody walked.
Did you see Russians and Germans at the same time?
Well, when they moved out, the Russians, they didn't move out. They took them all in plane. They surrounded. 3.5 days, you can imagine how many tanks and the big, big Katyushas, the artillery. I never saw such a big tanks in my life, like a house coming into Poland. And the bastards, the German, took everything over and took the soldiers, put them in camps.
They made prisoners of the Russians.
Prisoners of the Russian army.
Right.
When the Germans took us to Lublin, Eva was over there too.
Eva Unterman, you meant.
Yeah.
Right.
With the Russian. Come into Poland. They put up a train. They said, whoever wants go to Russia, right. Whoever wants go back, stay left. So whoever don't want to go to Russia, they put them on trucks, took them to Russia, and sent them to Siberia. These people all survived. The people who stayed in Russia, when the German attacked Russia, everybody was killed.
So were you given that choice?
I lived under the Russians, so we still stay. But I'm talking on the German side.
Okay.
They was trying to come over on our side. People didn't have hotels like here. They didn't know what to do with the people. Young guys, all they could wear is just a suit. No underwear, nothing.
Let's follow you then with the Russian army. How long did they...
The Russian was 18 months. The Russian was this way. They used to send them from Russia fish, frozen. Real big fish.
About 3 feet long.
You get to stand in line, get fish. For bread, you had to stand in line. People were staying all night to get sugar. It came in after an hour, run out. Mm-hmm. Everything you had to stand in line. But you see, my father, he still operated when the Russian. He had to go do hard labor 2 weeks. I said, Dad, you stay in the shop, I am going. So I went, winter time, we cut forest for firewood, sent to Russia. Summertime, we walked on the pavements, like it was mountains. They didn't have the fancy baggers, so we had to dig, make so many meters. I used to come home, it was bleeding. I was not used to this kind of stuff. Living through this, but at the end, the villagers, we used to stay like gold. The farmers used to give us, you know, they put straw, and we slept on the floor. And food, you can imagine, whatever they had, the farmers, they was trying to feed us. It was nothing but hell, but we had to keep the mouth shut. If you say one word...
Sent to Siberia.
Sure.
Yeah.
They didn't play around.
So how long did you work like that?
Well, you see, after this was over, when the German come in, it was a different deal. We had to do labor. They needed a load, coal. They took 50 Jews. My uncle, he was in the city, 21 miles from our town. They used to come to him, Kalman Skolnik, I thought. We need half a pound of gold. And so much Bonnenkoffer, you know, a lot of Jews at his stores, they used to sell it. Everybody would add it, otherwise we're going to take 50 or 100 Jews, send them to the camp. That means to Treblinka, guess him. That was going on all the time.
So did your uncle come up with...
He had to do it. Everybody with a little ring, a little chain, gold, you know. The busters, what they have done, you wouldn't believe it.